This is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap with Tom Evans.
No, in the ring, Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
And Rocco Nucci.
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
On AM 930 WEOL.
And good evening to you. Welcome on in to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It, of course, is brought to you by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci here with you. Still no Tom Evans this week, as we will be flying the ship solo once again, but not for long, I should say, as Elyria head coach and first-year head coach, I should say, at the helm of that Pioneer Wrestling program, Armando Torres, will be joining us here in a couple of minutes to talk about what has been his first year at the helm so far. An up and down first half as his team has battled some injuries, some illness, just trying to fill out that roster night in and night out. So we will catch up with Coach Torres and see what's going on over there with those wrestling pioneers. But plenty of other things to get to here on the show. And again, it is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Well, I know last week we talked about the what was then the upcoming Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament, formerly known as the Columbia Invitational. That went down this past week. An emotional week over there at Columbia, but one that they ended with a bang as they had just an awesome showing there again at the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament, honoring their late teammate, honoring his family, and really having some good wrestling over there at Columbia. Not just with that, but earlier in the week, they had Firelands over, they had Keystone and Oberlin over as well, I believe, so it was a busy week over there at Columbia. We'll talk about what happened there. Midview was a part of things earlier on in the week over there. So, again, we'll hear from Coach Torres and see what's going on with Elyria. We'll talk about what happened over there at Columbia in this past week. Avon Lake continues to roll. They've had a fantastic campaign so far as far as wrestling goes. So we'll see what the Shoremen have been up to as well. And a little bit of history happening over at Firelands. One of their wrestlers picking up an historic mark as far as total number of victories go. We'll have some other events and results to go through, as well as what's upcoming this week and weekend in the high school wrestling scene. So let's go ahead, step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, it will be first-year Elyria head wrestling coach Armando Torres joining us here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening to it on AM 930, 100.3 FM, on the WEOL mobile app, and online anytime at WEOL.com. Welcome back on in. It is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It is brought to you by Century 21 Deanna Realty right here on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. Let's head on over to the hotline and welcome in a very special guest in his first year at the helm of the Elyria Wrestling Program. It is Pioneer Head Wrestling Coach Armando Torres, who joins us now on the hotline. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon. We always appreciate the time. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you join us, Coach. I'm sure it's been a very busy and hectic year for you in your first season as a varsity wrestling head coach. So let's start right there, Coach. I mean, we talked to you all the way back at the preview show over there at Railroad Brewing. We could tell you were very excited to, you know, get your hands on this program and get this season underway. As we've kind of hit the midway point, or maybe a little past that midway point, how do you view the program and yourself here in year one? How are you handling things as a first-year head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm handling it pretty well. You know, I think going into your first year as being a head coach, you don't fully know what to expect quite yet. And now that I got my feet, you know, completely in the water, you know, I think things are starting to go well, we're starting to see a lot of progress with our guys as well. We as a team, I feel like we have some inexperience in our lineup, and then we have some guys that have been doing this thing for a while. So it's been tricky, you know, finding that right mix of what to do in the room to make sure everybody's on the same page. And there's a lot of little things that you don't really know or expect that head coaches do that, you know, that I'm starting to learn and really start to figure out.
What are some of those things that make it trickier than maybe, you know, initially meets the eye when you step into that wrestling room as a head coach?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of the moving pieces. There's a lot of moving pieces, especially with the Elyria High program. There's a lot of great assistance, a lot of great help around the program. So just being able to manage a lot of, like, the little things, like getting the weigh-in food and submitting lineups and doing a bunch of things like that. But I'm lucky enough to have a bunch of awesome help that really has been helping me get my foot forward on that stuff.
Looking at some of the recent events and duels that you guys have been a part of, I want to actually go back to the Brecksville Holiday Tournament right at the tail end of 2022, as you guys had a couple of individuals who did very well, namely sophomore Kayon McKinney. Did I get his first name pronounced correctly there, first and foremost? Is it Kayon?
Yeah, it's Kayon.
Kayon, right. Kayon McKinney. Yep. Well, a heck of a performance for the sophomore over there at Brecksville.
Yes, yeah, he wrestled really, you know, how we expect him to wrestle. You know, the Kayon that you saw at Brecksville is what we see in the room on a daily basis. You know, the kid comes in, works hard. He's probably the last one that leaves the room every day. So those are the kind of results that we expect from him. And, you know, he went into that tournament knowing that he was going to have, you know, a tough bracket. There's going to be some guys in there that he's wrestled previously, like his quarterfinals match with somebody that he wrestled last year at the state tournament and lost to. You know, and so he was coming with a good, really good mindset into that one. And he did all the right things leading up to that point, in the room and over break, which really set him up for success. And, you know, I think, you know, we just keep building from here. I think he's been there. He sees the talent. He's wrestled the top two and three guys in the state, at Brecksville. So we know what to expect. So, I'm hoping we just keep getting better and better and progressing from there.
That was Jackson Rosselli he knocked off, right, from Olentangy Liberty. He was, a two-time state top four placer, if I was reading that correctly, and McKinney
correct.
Got the best of him.
Yeah, it was Jackson Rosselli who I think he wrestled last year, second round at the state tournament. I think the score was 10-3, if I'm not mistaken, which – you know, closing that 7-point gap and then taking the win, it shows his improvement from, you know, how much different and better of a wrestler he is now this year than he ended last year.
Another guy who did well at Brecksville, you know, he didn't quite bring home a championship. He fell in the quarterfinal round, but to no slouch, Connor Holm. He ended up falling to Dominic Hofartha from Louisville, who's a heck of a wrestler, but Holm had a nice afternoon, so it seemed.
Yeah, and Connor's somebody that is one of our leaders on our team, and you know, it wasn't what he wanted, and as a coach looking at that, and you know, that's what you want to see from your guy, you know, not being satisfied with results that don't meet your standard, and Connor's standards are high for himself, so you know, we've been going back to the drawing board and continue to work with him and on some small things, some little things, some mentality things. And, you know, he's really answering the call, which is good. But, yeah, he ran into some good guys, and same thing for him. You know, we want to continue to progress. We've seen the talent. You know, we've wrestled the talent, you know, between Ironman, Carnahan, and Brecksville. You know, those are just tests to see what we need to continue to work on moving forward, you know, so we can get ready for this end of February and those first 2 weeks of March, which are really, you know, what we work all year for.
Again, we're joined on the hotline by first-year Elyria head wrestling coach Armando Torres here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You guys had a couple of conference duels under your belt now as well. What, Olmsted Falls and Berea Mid Park, a couple of teams you guys took on in the past week?
Yeah, last week we wrestled Olmsted Falls on Thursday, and then Friday we came back and wrestled Berea Mid Park. And both were really close duels. They ended up both coming down to heavyweight. You know, and it's a tough position that our team's in, you know, coming back from those two losses and having to regroup. You know, we ended up having a workout not after the matches, but a day or two after we wrestled, and those guys came in and they worked hard. I mean, those close matches, those close losses, you know, they can take you either one way or the other, down a hole, or you can use it to fuel your fire. So I was really interested in seeing how we were going to respond to that. And it's exactly what I wanted to see, guys coming in, pushing themselves harder, trying to fix the small little things to get better on the mat. You know, and those close ones are always tough to lose.
Oh yeah.
But I have to reflect and look back, you know, we have, I think like four or five first year guys in the lineup right now.
Oh wow.
That, you know, haven't ever wrestled a home dual match before last Thursday. I haven't done a lot of things, and we have a couple of guys who only have like 1 or 2 years under their belt who missed because of either COVID or they just didn't decide to wrestle until later. So, you know, we're working out a lot of kinks with those guys, and they're really coming through, and they make it exciting for me looking at what we're going to have in the future. But, you know, between that and we had some injuries and things like that, you know, that's good for us to feel adversity. So I think, you know, our guys wrestled tough and they responded well after those, which is great.
Good deal, good deal. And Coach, I got to give a shout-out to your Lady Pioneer wrestlers as well. A little bit of history being made in this past week with that Berea Mid-Park duel. That was, what, the first ever duel for the Lady Pioneers, and they got the win in their first ever duel. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, those girls, you know, I couldn't be more proud of them. They come in every day. They work hard. They wrestle. And it's their first year. Their first year as a team. And it's every girl's first year except for Riley, who actually was wrestling with the boys on the Friday. So she didn't actually get to wrestle with the girls team. She had to fill in a spot for us on the boys varsity team. But so all those girls that went out there and wrestled that duel, this was the first duel meet ever. And
wow,
which is really cool to see.
Absolutely.
You know? And those girls compete. And, you know, the progression that I've seen from them from the beginning of the year when they were just figuring out, you know, a stance, a shot, a stand up, all those little things, and now what they're doing and what they're capable of has been awesome. I mean, even we have a one girl, Brooklyn Gudicelli. She's our 110-pounder. It's her first year wrestling, and recently she got a state rank, I think 22nd in the state, which,
wow.
You know, we're really progressing with them. And, you know, we're only going to go up from here. You know, this is the first year. Those girls are trailblazers, and they're really going to set a great path and a great culture for these next generation of girls to step into.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think trailblazers is probably the perfect word to describe it, and not even just with your girls over there, but girls wrestling across the whole county. It's really taken a huge stride this year, so that's been really awesome to see. All right, Coach, so we can close on this before I let you go. You guys got, what, the Mommy Bay Classic coming up this weekend, if I was looking at the schedule correctly, and obviously, like you said, kind of getting into that gut check time into February and March when things start to really matter. So what's kind of the expectations for this weekend for you guys and sort of moving forward as we inch closer and closer to that state tournament time?
Yeah, so Maumee Bay Classic this week, it's going to be Friday, Saturday. This is actually our last competition tournament until conference. And this is the first tournament that we're sending our full team to. Because in the past couple tournaments, Ironman and Brecksville and Carnahan, we sent some of the more experienced guys to those ones.
Mm-hmm.
This tournament, we're sending everybody that we can that's healthy and able.
Nice.
So that's going to be the cool part for those young guys to be able to go out there and experience competition at that level and just see maybe a little higher level than they've been seeing at some of these smaller tournaments, because the Maumee Bay Classic has a lot of tough teams and a lot of tough competition. So that's going to be great for those guys to see and be able to experience that before, you know, coming down the line to sectionals, district, state. And then for our experienced guys, you know, it's I'm looking for what corrections have we made since Brecksville. You know, are we fixing those small things? Like, what are those little things that we're still struggling with? And what are those things that we have progressed in? So that's really what I'm looking for. You know, obviously I want you know, a lot of individuals to have their own success and come back from hardware with some hardware. But I think, you know, when it comes to these mid-season tournaments and especially these meat grinder tournaments that are popping up that we go to, you know, you're really just looking for those things that we need to correct and fine tune and seeing how we respond, you know, to this level of competition to prepare us for the end of the season. So yeah, this will be a good last test. You know, we have a few conference duels after this,
mm-hmm.
and then we roll right into conference, sectionals, district, state. So this will be our last little measuring stick, and then, you know, we'll ease back and kind of, you know, really slow things down, really just try to peak at the right time, and that's the end of the season.
That end of the season seems to sneak up on you, doesn't it, Coach? Has it gone a little fast for you here in year one?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like yesterday it was day one, and we were right? just starting workouts, and I was planning some scrimmages. So, yeah, it does. It comes by fast.
There you go. There you go. Well, Coach, thank you very much for the time here this afternoon. We always appreciate it. It'll be a very busy, competitive weekend for your Pioneers over there at the Maumee Bay Classic. But like you said, I'm sure you guys are very much looking forward to that. Then it's some conference duels, and hey, then it's state tournament time before you know it. So, Coach Torres, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon. Best of luck to you guys at the Maumee Bay Classic, and best of luck moving forward. I'm sure we'll be in touch again here soon.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You got it, Coach. And that was Elyria head wrestling coach Armando Torres here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll be back with more here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and online at WEOL.com. Back on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty. Rocco Nushi here with you. A big thank you once again goes to Elyria first-year head wrestling coach Armando Torres, kind enough to share some time with us here this afternoon. And just quickly revisiting that conversation a segment ago, and of course you can listen to this tomorrow, starting online at WEOL.com. I'll peel back the curtain. I'm the one responsible for getting this thing up on the website, so don't you worry, folks. I will have this posted on the WEOL website, so you can go back and listen to that conversation. In case you missed it, all you got to do is go to WEOL.com, go to that sports tab, scroll down to high school wrestling, and everything you need to know and have right there at your fingertips on that high school wrestling page again at WEOL.com. And once again, a big thank you to Elyria head coach Armando Torres for sharing some time here with us this evening. Interesting conversation that we just had with him. He was talking about, again, what's been a bit of an up-and-down season at times. His roster has battled injury and illness, among other things. He, of course, still figuring out exactly what kind of head coach he wants to be, moving a bunch of different pieces, parts around. And I think that was what stood out to me most about my conversation with him. And I think he's absolutely right. Look, I don't think many people understand what exactly a head coach has to manage outside of, you know, just the guys on his roster, and girls for that matter, with high school wrestling here in Lorain County. There's just so many different moving pieces and parts, a lot of assistant coaches that you got to, you know, keep track of and help along as well. So busy would be a good word to describe this season for Coach Armando Torres, but he's handling things well. His guys are wrestling well. The girls are wrestling well. Things are looking good over there for Elyria. They've got one final big test, as he said, this weekend at the Maumee Bay Classic on Friday and Saturday to kind of get his guys ready for what will eventually be state tournament time late February, early March. So big thank you again to Elyria head coach Armando Torres, and a big shout out to those Elyria girls, their first ever program duel, and they get their first ever program win, those Elyria girls knocking off Berea Mid Park last week. So a big shout out to the ladies over there at Elyria. Well, we talked about what was a busy week last week at Columbia, the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament. They had a duel earlier in the week, having a couple of different teams over. So quickly looking at that Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament, the Raiders, they took second. I'm sorry. They had three individual championships. Reading can be hard sometimes. They took second overall as a team. They had three individual championships at the 113-pound division. Cole Schulke takes home the title there at 157 pounds. Tony Governale takes the title, and then Hayden Garrow takes it home at 190 pounds. They had a couple of second and third places in there as well, but ultimately a very, very nice showing for Coach Dan Giuliani and his wrestling Raiders. Again, three individual championships. They take second overall as a team. But got to say, the night belonged to Midview. They were the big winner at the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament, taking first as a team. They also claimed three individual titles. Tyler Dye at 144 pounds, Hunter Anderson at 150, and then Austin Dye at 285. So Coach Paul Steele, nice showing there for his crew. You know, that was a nice win for Midview, or a nice championship, I should say, for Midview. They actually fell to Avon Lake, and we'll get to more on Avon Lake here in a second. But Coach Steele said after that loss to the Shoremen, look, we got to be better with on-mat adjustments. Certainly curious to see how him and his team can make those on-mat adjustments moving forward here in SWC play before state tournament time rolls around. So big shout out to Midview and Columbia, the top two winners from the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament. Let's talk about Avon Lake here for a minute, as they stay perfect in SWC action right now, 3-0 in their duels. They picked up a nice non-conference win over Strongsville last week, 47-24. Individual winners, Gil, Valerino,
Pellegrino at 113 and 132 respectively. Nathan Perry at 138, talked about him a ton. The Marconi brothers getting it done. Joe at 157, Jack at 165, and then 175 Shepard, 195 Heath, and 215 Broadhurst, all taking home individual championships there. They followed that with a win over Midview, 44-30. And Valerino was the big hero in this one. Midview was actually up early in terms of points in this contest or in this duel, but Valerino helps turn the tide. He gets a pin. Avon Lake goes ahead and wins five of their next six matches with pins to go ahead and take the night over Midview. And again, Coach Steele, after that one, looking for his guys to make better on-mat adjustments moving forward. So I'm curious to see how this SWC unfolds here in January and throughout February before we ultimately get to state championship time. Let's jump over to the Lorain County League here, where Ruben Pina Lorenzana, if you haven't heard that name on the show, well, I don't think you've been listening to the show because Tom and myself have talked about this kid a million and one times, rightfully so. Again, the Fireland senior, congratulations to him. He picked up what was his 150th victory last week at Columbia, so a big shout out to Ruben Pina Lorenzana. He's still undefeated in Lorain County League matches. Just this year, you ask? Just last year? The 2 years, maybe? No, his whole career at Firelands, Ruben Pina Lorenzana has stayed undefeated in Lorain County League contests, so congratulations to him on that feat so far. He could become the first Falcon to win four league titles and go undefeated in the conference for all 4 years, so here's the hope in Ruben can maybe find a way to bring that feat home. It would certainly be very, very impressive. He's also gunning for that school record in terms of total wins. Currently, Peyton Bergdorf holds the high mark with 167, but per the Chronicle Telegram, looking at the number of matches and tournaments that Firelands has left on the docket, Ruben will have an opportunity to break that 167 mark. Again, he's just over 150 right now, so we'll see if Ruben can find a way to take that 167 spot away from Peyton Bergdorf. But again, a big shout out to Ruben Pina Lorenzana capturing his 150th victory this past week. Let's look at some of the other results quickly here in the Lorain County League from the past week. Black River takes one over Brookside, 48-23. Clearview follows suit, knocking off Brookside, 54-15. Columbia, a couple of big wins. They knock off Firelands, 48-33. They also take care of Oberlin in big fashion, 72-12. Keystone takes one over Oberlin, 57-12. And then Firelands, this was a good one with Keystone, 43-42 ended up being the final score. This came down to a tiebreaker based on the most first points. Firelands ended up having 12 to Keystone 6, so Firelands takes the match 43-42 over Keystone. In the SWC, Amherst picks up another win. They knock off Berea Mid-Park 41-31, and then Avon rolls past North Ridgeville 63-18. So what's coming up this week and weekend as far as big high school wrestling events to be out on the look for, or to be on the lookout for, excuse me? Well, first and foremost, at Clay, it'll be the Mommy Bay Classic this weekend. I believe that's a Friday-Saturday affair. Avon Lake, Elyria, Vermilion will all be there. We heard Coach Torres already earlier on in the show talk about what he's looking from for his Pioneers at this Mommy Bay Classic. And for a lot of schools, this is kind of the big or the last big non-conference tournament that they'll have, last big non-conference event that they'll really be able to test themselves and find out what they're all about. So look for Avon Lake and Elyria and Vermilion to do just that this weekend at the Mommy Bay Classic. Then you got the Bill Dees tournament down there at Firestone. I know Midview will be a part of this one. It's a long-running tournament down there at Akron Firestone, so the Bill Dees tournament coming up this week and weekend as well. So that will just about do it for this week. Again, a big thank you goes to first-year Elyria head wrestling coach Armando Torres. He was kind enough to share some time with us here this evening. Again, if you missed that conversation, you can go back to WEOL.com tomorrow to listen back. I'll be sure to get this thing posted up on the website again, WEOL.com. Go to that sports tab and go to the wrestling section. That's where you'll find everything you need to see. So, again, that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Rocco Nushi, saying thank you for listening to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday.